This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is the BBC.
This is the finger-licking, lip-smacking Cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster. Grub time.
It is, yes. How are you?
And it's a bit of smoky duck.
Smoky duck. Aye, well, duck, now, a slow-cooked duck. So duck legs, John, which are great. They're cheap. Just put them into a dry pan, no oil, and let them... Yes, good. And just put them into the pan, and when they're nice and golden, I added some onion and some ginger and a bit of garlic, and then we've got and some celery because I like celery.
So you still have the fat of the duck,
then you're frying up your vegetables in the duck.
Yeah,
so you're no other oil in the pan, so it's just catching fire. But anyway, and then date molasses, which is just molasses made from dates, and then some soy sauce and some vinegar, bit of water into the oven. And just forget about it, John, and then take the skin off and shred the duck, and that's what you get here. And that's the meat from four duck legs, which is quite a lot.
That's two ducks,
then. And then you've got these lovely juices left over, and that's sort of sweet and sour and spicy with the ginger. And then in the pan, I've got some oil heating up, and I want to put in some ginger here. So just nice, finely chopped ginger. And then I'm going to put some pak choy into this. So I always pak choy, two vegetables, so... Just shred the bottom bit so it's white in the bottom.
Yeah.
Shred
Don't
that.
We grow this here now, pak choy?
We've always grown. You know, this has been... Because I remember when I sort of moved back here quite a few years ago and got pak choy, you know, in the Asian supermarket. And I thought this must be flown in from Hong Kong, but it was actually brought up from Glaryford. So there's a guy called Robin Cherry who grows it in a big, massive... greenhouse in Glaryford, so there you are. So it's local pak choy. So give that a nice, so that's the green bit in there. Just give that a nice toss around. I've got some grated courgette, and I'm using courgette because I had a courgette lying at the bottom of the fridge, you know that? So,
yeah.
So you don't have to put that in, but I thought, you know, you'll have to put courgette. You could put anything you have lurking at the bottom of the...
Oh no, not anything.
Not anything. Well, anything edible.
Yeah. You
know, not the fermented stage. So then you're left with the lovely green bits of the pak choy. So we've got the bottom bit. So you want this nice and crunchy. So then we'll just shred that up really quite fine. And then that goes into the pan at the end.
So all you want for that bit is you just want it to wilt.
That's just a wilt. Just nip that over and let that just...
Tossing
that there. Yep. And then we've got some basmati rice here. So that's the base. Yeah, that's good. Good. Rose, lovely.
You like rice?
Good.
Sometimes it's curry at school. But I think I'll try and do some
alfred,
but I think it'll be a good spice.
Try the rice. I think it's going to be lovely.
It's not too spicy, definitely not. And then, so that wee bit there's cooked now, John. That's our veg bit.
That's so quick.
So that goes in. I mean, this is loads, and it's four duck. And then that goes in, and we'll put in our cooked duck meat. So that goes in.
So this is the dry duck meat now, without the sauce.
And then the sauce goes in, and this all gets mixed up. I know, that's right. So, see that, And you see, you know when you get onions and ginger cooked in a bit of duck, you know, that's lovely. So
you wouldn't get a reaction like that on the stage of the Lyric Theatre. Like,
no.
Maybe McFetwich has worked for years at the Pantomime. Audiences to do that.
I mean, these are these mixed seeds you get. You know, you put them in your yogurt, but I like them on a salad. I think you know, like, but so there's pumpkin seeds and sunflower. So just nice bit of oil in the pan.
And heat them up too.
Yeah, heat them up. Wee bit of smoked paprika, which you don't have to, but I just really like a wee bit of, because this gives the nice smokiness to it. And we just really cook those down, John, until they pop.
Yeah.
So then we'll dig in and get all the rice coated and the duck. And I think the thing we do in this country, we sort of think you have to have loads and loads of meat, but this is just the meat. If you get good, nice duck leg, which is really flavoursome, it'll really permeate through the whole thing. What'd you say?
Rose is doing an impersonation of a duck now.
Oh, that's good, that's good.
The quack, quack.
And apologies to any vegetarians, quack. Listen. So those seeds have popped, John, so that's them ready. They let you know. Give that a wee... And then that just gets sprinkled over the top. And that's us there. And thank you, Marcus.
Marcus, you're gentleman. Thank you very much. Look at that. And a napkin as well. Wow. Thank you.
So this is smoky duck leg, shredded duck leg with rice, courgettes, pak choi, ginger, spring onion and smoky seeds. It smells delicious.
And it's just, you know... If you have the rice and you have the duck and then just whatever else is floating around, so it doesn't have, you know, if you, but I would, sometimes, you know, do you ever, if you use half a cabbage,
yeah,
or is that just me? There's always half a cabbage left, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, and then this is a good thing to do. And hot cabbage, you know, just really quick wilted cabbage instead of the pak choi, but.
That is stunning.
Do you like it?
I cooked it for about two hours.
Right, okay.
So just, you know, it's how long is a piece of string. Yeah. It just depends on the duck leg, you know. So cover them with tinfoil or put them in a... Yes. put them in a hot... You know, one of those big, nice cast iron pots. Just leave them.
Right.
And the thing about... I would always sort of tend, if I'm doing something like that, to do a good bit of it. And then you've got everything you can put
in. That's beautiful. That's perfect for the day like today.
Isn't it?
It really is.
It's kind of hot. And
it's not, well, there's a wee kick after, about 10 seconds after from the paprika. But other than that, it's sweet. And
I've got some chilli oil if anybody wants to go a bit hotter today.
Go hardcore?
No, yeah, go hardcore.
Okay.
Yeah,
you can do that.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Gail Katz told friends she was leaving her husband, Bob, then went missing. On season one of The Girlfriends, Bob's ex-girlfriends came together to bring him down and seek justice.
I can't believe this.
Now on season two, host Carol Fisher is back, working to solve the mystery of another missing woman.
It's almost like it's become this, you know, moral obligation to find her.
Listen to The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, and start listening.